Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. In everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work that we do.
Hello, hello, hello. On to the second hour of the show. Still listening to Heart with myself, Lukom Gwedi Phuthi. We're still broadcasting live from Mpumalanga in White River for the G20 Educational Summit. And right now on the podium, we are going to be listening to a speech from the MEC, Mr. Mandla Msibi.
Greetings to you. Honourable Premier, we were councillors since 95 with this MEC. Since 95, she became a mayor of Nkumazi. Back then, before she became mayor of Mbombela, she's like one person I cannot say. She became citizen number one of Nkomazi and citizen number one of Mbombela in two cities at the same time. But greetings to the Honorable Premier. We really appreciate any province where the Premier takes education serious, education prospers in that province. So, MEC, you are so fortunate that in this province, you have a premier who's a teacher. Sometimes when we run short of maths teachers, I think of recalling him to say, go back to the class, we are running short of maths teachers. Premier, thank you so much for supporting education in the province. Greetings. In fact, I stand on the protocol as established by the MEC for Education in Mpumalanga, but I will select just few. Executive Mayor, because we're on your soil. Executive Mayor of Mbombela, Executive Mayor of Ehlanzeni, MECs that are present today here, the HOD, all our partners, you are all equally important. And I'm so excited that most of you are here today. And President wanted all of us to participate. He said we must open space in our sectors that will allow everyone to participate on the G20, and which is exactly what is happening today. Greetings to the national officials of the Department of Basic Education and provincial officials of Mpumalanga, esteemed colleagues, academics, educators. Some they don't call themselves educators. They forget that they are educators. When they hold other positions. I'm an educator, no matter what, and I will die an educator. Highly esteemed guests, ladies and gentlemen, receive greetings from the Department of Basic Education as we have come to support Mpumalanga. It's a profound privilege to stand before you today at this landmark event. May I begin by commending the province of Mpumalanga, especially the Department of Education, for being the first province to host the G20 in Indaba. You are answering the president's call. Yes. You are answering the president's call to bring G20 closer to the people, blazing the trail for others to follow. Other provinces are going to follow and copy from you. And I don't think that there will be a province that will match this standard. The standard is so high. And as the first of 9 provincial indabas leading to up to our national G20 education indaba in August 2025, your experiences will shape the path for the provinces that will come after you. This gathering takes place under the broad theme of South Africa's G20 presidency. Solidarity, equality, and sustainability. That is the theme for South Africa for G20 in our presidency period. These values are the foundation on which we must build policies, strengthen institutions, and ensure equitable education access for all. South Africa's leadership of G20 we must be proud as South Africans because we are the only African country that is a member of G20. So we carry that weight of representation and responsibility. Our presidency is more than a privilege. It is a call for action to ensure that African perspectives and priorities are heard on the world stage. In 2025, we have the rare opportunity to shape the global education policy, advancing solutions to impact not only G20 nations, but the broader African continent. At the core of our presidency lies the Education Working Group's theme, the working group that is sitting today here. Education professionals for solidarity, equality, and sustainability. That is the theme of the Education Working Group. It is fitting that we meet today, educators, policymakers, stakeholders, united by a common mission to strengthen education systems, empower professionals, and prioritize the learners who depend on our leadership. So education is more than the transmission of knowledge. It's a force of unity that binds communities and nations. The strength of our education system is measured by our ability to work together, share expertise, and lift each other up. Solidarity means ensuring that teachers, learners, and institutions support one another, leveraging collective wisdom to ensure that no learner is left behind. That's why we have this slogan in education that every child every child in South Africa is a national asset. That's how we take it. That's why you see Gamagugu Special School. We don't look at the child and say, you come from this background, you're not supposed to be there. Education brings everyone together. So as educators, we must move beyond isolated effort and towards collaborative, inclusive partnership that serves the next generation. Education must never be a privilege. It is a fundamental right in terms of the Constitution of South Africa. Gender, geography, and economic status must not dictate the quality of learning a child receives. We must bridge systems gaps, systematic barriers, and ensure that every learner, regardless of background, has access to quality education. Through policy reforms, inclusive curricula, and targeted interventions, we must close disparities and cultivate a culture where education is truly equitable. True progress is not only defined by economic growth, by sustainable knowledge system that prepare future generations to lead wisely. We must ask ourselves, are we equipping our children to safeguard our planet? Are we equipping them to think critically? Are we equipping them to adapt to evolving technologies and labor markets? A sustainable education system prioritizes environmental consciousness, digital literacy, and innovation, ensuring that learners emerge as problem solvers and ethical leaders who drive lasting change. In reviewing today's Indaba agenda, I'm encouraged by your selection of two critical topics: foundational learning, education professionals for a changing world. We cannot do things the old way and expect the results that are responding to the dynamic changes of the world. We must adapt to the changing world. Both subjects directly align with the G20 Education Working Group mission, addressing core challenges and strategic opportunities to improve learning outcomes for all. Let me share a few thoughts on these topics. The importance of foundational learning, Honorable Premier, is a strong foundation in literacy, numeracy, because if they don't get it right at literacy and numeracy at the foundation level, we're not going to get it right up there. They're not going to respond to the changing world. A critical thinking determines a child's lifelong academic success and future contributions to society. The early years of education shape the cognitive abilities, problem solving, thinking skills, and social development, laying the groundwork for economic and national growth. South Africa has made significant strides in foundational learning, yet challenges still persist. We must align our approaches with global best practice while ensuring tailored interventions speak to the realities of our communities. The second one, early childhood care and education, which is a priority for the future. This one is critical to a child's development. It provides a stimulation, nutrition, and support needed for holistic growth. Our government is actively expanding access to this ECCE, but its success depends on the collaborative effort of educators, policymakers, and private sector partners. We must leverage technology and innovative methodologies to ensure every child receives the foundation they deserve. The next priority that we will deliberate on is education professionals for a changing world. We are all aware that the role of teachers is evolving rapidly. That's why there's a training and retraining and reskilling and continuous training to prepare learners with the 21st century skills, digital literacy, creativity, collaboration, and critical thinking. Our educators must be equally equipped with professional development opportunities. Our teacher training initiatives must incorporate technology integration, innovative pedagogy, and competency-based learning, ensuring that educators remain empowered, adaptable, and prepared for the future. Institutions must also invest in mentorship programs, peer collaborations, and access to cutting-edge resources to support teachers in their evolving roles. Our vision is clear: an education system that cultivates adaptability, innovation, and resilience among and educators alike. In conclusion, as I conclude my message of support, may I say that this Mpumalanga G20 Indaba is more than a provincial event. It is a starting point for transformative action that will ripple across our country. That's why on our premier in the house here, not only Mpumalanga people, if I say those that don't come from Mpumalanga can stand up, only we find that quarter of the house are not coming from Mpumalanga. It takes a national shape because everyone is here to come and learn so that when they support other provinces, they know because they shall have copied from Mpumalanga. So, including myself, I'm going to support all the other remaining 8 provinces. But my being here, I'm coming to learn, to say, oh, I'm Mpumalanga. So when I go to the other province, I say, guys, try to copy the good practices from Mpumalanga. So educators are more than instructors. They are catalysts for change. Solidarity fuels collective action. Equality builds a foundation of fairness. Sustainability secures the legacy of our efforts. Let South Africa's G20 presidency stand as a turning point, a moment where we shift from policy discussions to action, action and action, and from vision to impact. The choices we make today will shape the future of education, not just in Mpumalanga, but across South Africa and beyond. Let us commit to ensuring that education uplifts, empowers, and unites, because in investing in learning, we invest in humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, before I sit down, we are fighting with the Honorable Premier. When I was a mayor and a councillor back then, we used to attend sessions of protocols, etiquettes, and all this. We were taught because we formed SALGA. We formed SALGA. And before then, Salga was called Logem in Mpumalanga. I was the deputy secretary then. And we went throughout the world learning local government. And we found that in the developed countries, the position of the executive mayor, the premier, who is a governor, and the president are put at an equal level. So there can be no minister who is above the premier in any province. The premier remains the senior person in that province. So standing here, I'm standing with full knowledge and understanding and capacity to know that my honorable premier is my senior because he's a colleague of my president. So that's why I'm a teacher. I teach everywhere I go. That's why when you sing the national anthem with your hands like this, I say, oh my God, who taught them this? Because when you sing the national anthem, your hands must be on the sides. I'm a teacher. I teach all the time. So now, ladies and gentlemen, there's this man that I say is a mathematics teacher, a man who has worked. He did not just come. There are other leaders that we just see them mushrooming when they are old. We see people developing in the system. And when our honorable premier is the premier, he qualifies to be premier because he led from a branch, region, and a province. Now, let's stand up and join me as we welcome the honorable premier of Mpumalanga province. Let's welcome him better than this. Let's do it better. Let's do it better. Let's do it better. He's the first citizen of Mpumalanga. Let's do it better. Let's unulate our honorable premier coming to address us.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Deputy Minister, you are hijacking the program. I know that on the program you are supposed to invite one soloist. She will come after me. Okay, no, thanks, MEC Katie, for this opportunity to be the only master on this program. Hey, I can see that we have got our deputy minister. At least you will be representing us very well here in this event because you are a doctor. Dr. Regina Mahaul. Dr. Regina is a member of the National Executive Committee of the ANC, which is the highest structure in the country. As such, Dr. Mahaul, you are my leader. You are trying very hard to convince me that when you are here in the province, you want to sit down and listen to me addressing gatherings. And that is not my understanding. I thought that today I was going to assist the executive mayor or the two executive mayors and welcome all our affluent, imported people that are here in this province. You are saying roughly 15%. And when I check on my program, yeah, I think we have got more than 75% of the people coming from outside the province. I want to welcome first and greet all of you, the executive mayors, the two executive mayors, Tera Shabangu, Sibongile Makhushu, our acting DG, Nonhle, Vice Chancellor of the University of Mpumalanga, Professor Mayekiso, Sasol Representative, Mrs. Charlotte Mukwena, UNICEF Representative, Ms. Hannah Yoshimoto, CEO of ETDP, SITA, Ms. Nombulelo Ngesi, who were told when I was appointed to the office that you should not go to people and say that I am observing the protocol that have been established, because we have got most important people that sometimes are gracing an important event like this one, professors. So I am addressing professors today here, Professor Veronica, Professor Victor Pitsou, Professor Yorick Van Feren, Professor Omar, and traditional leaders that are here, teachers unions, learners present here, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It feels like a dream that today under one roof we assemble well-read and brainy people to devise how as a nation we can make a deliberate intervention on the development of our children towards their purposive adulthood. Today is one of the historic days as we start laying the foundation for the upcoming G20 summit in our beloved country. We are more than privileged, happy, and honored to be the first province to host the G20 Education Summit. We are aware that the other 8 provinces are here to host the summit. When I listen to your welcoming address, the Honorable Mayor, and listening to the Deputy Minister, I realize that today we'll be repeating ourselves here, because it seems as if we're using, all of us, the same source. As the president of G20, South Africa has taken the helm from Brazil. Our nation is poised to make significant strides in the global education landscape. The G20 Education Working Group, under South Africa's presidency, will focus on 3 critical priorities. 1, quality foundational learning, mutual recognitions of qualifications, educational development for a changing world. These priorities reflect South Africa's commitment to an inclusive, equitable, and forward-looking education system. The provincial educational departments in our country and stakeholders may not be adequately represented in the official G20 meetings, but we want to thank your department, Honorable Deputy Minister, that you have decided also to come with several meetings that we'll use to prepare for our participation to the national dialogue that are going to take place here in the country. You have developed national sector engagement program to ensure adequate sector discussions of the 2025 G20 educational agenda. This is a direct response, as you have already indicated, to the call which was made by the president that must help to take G20 to our people who are here today because of that progressive intervention by our president. We are meeting today, 3 days before the 31st annual celebration of our liberation. We are also meeting some 3 days after the demise of Pope Francis at the age of 88 years. We pay special tribute to a leader who devoted his life for the betterment of the world and was a global symbol of peace, love, and empathy. We join his church, the Catholic Church, his followers, and the broader community in mourning this immense loss. Today, 32 years ago, we lost a teacher, a mathematician, President Oliver Reginald Tambo, together with his well-known comrade and a friend, former State President Nelson Mandela, believe that education is the royal road or great engine of personal development. Through education, a daughter of a peasant can become a doctor. The son of a miner can become a CEO of a big mine. A child of domestic or farm workers can be the president of a great nation. Young people must take it upon themselves to ensure that they receive the highest education possible so that they can be able to represent us well in future as future leaders, said President Mandela. I know President OR will be proud of any efforts to make education right. He knew the value of education as an affluent teacher of mathematics and science, insisting that his students should attain good marks in this subject. The G20 Education Working Group, as already indicated, was initiated during the Argentinian presidency in 2018. Subsequent presidents all incorporated the EDWG as a permanent working group of the Sherpa track. Since 2018, several educational challenges have been dealt with by the G20 EDWG, including strengthening learning outcomes, equitable access, technological tools, digitalization and digital technologies in education, universal equality education, financing partnership for education, international cooperation, skills for life and work, early childhood care and education, universal quality education, and focus on education for sustainable development. South Africa is hosting the EDWG, cognizant of the fact that South Africa is part of Troika from 2024 to 2026, will build upon the achievements of the two other countries that hosted already at this summit to ensure continuity in taking forward the development agenda. South Africa has opportunity to champion the aspiration of emerging market economies and promote the development agenda of the African continent within the framework of the G20. South Africa's participation in G20 is guided by our strategic foreign policy pillars, which include enhancing the African agenda and promoting Africa's sustainable development, South-South cooperation, influencing the global multilateral architecture by advancing the agenda of the South through North-South dialogue. The priorities that South Africa will therefore focus on are, number one, inclusive economic growth, industrialization, employment and equity, food security, that will be priority number two, artificial intelligence and innovation for sustainable development, that will be priority number three. Program director, this provincial endeavor must be able to lay a solid foundation for what is coming in our province. In South Africa, we all know the word endeavor. It signifies a gathering to discuss pertinent issues. As such, people of South Africa are anxiously waiting for the outcome of the Festival of Ideas that are going to take place in this summit. This gathering serves as an inclusive forum where diverse stakeholders, government officials, educators, community leaders convene to deliberate on and address pressing educational challenges. Poverty in Mpumalanga is very high, and the rate of unemployment is also high, especially among the youth. The province is currently sitting with 9% unemployed youth graduate, which is a reflection that our graduates are not fully absorbed by our industries, must have to pay special attention. This gathering must assist us to produce graduates that are going to have an impact in this country. As government, we are intervening to close the gap of inequalities. There are various programs that have been enacted to deal with inequalities in this country. I know that all of us, we know that we have implemented the National School Nutrition Program as an intervention, the scholar transport, and NSFAS. There are vacancies in specialized fields that our companies are unable to get suitable candidates. We hope to find a long-lasting solution to address this mischance. In the past year in Mpumalanga, we're only issuing tablets to grade 12 learners. From this financial year, we will continue to issue 60,000 tablets to our grade 12, while also rolling out 98,000 of these gadgets to grade 10 learners, in an effort to enable them to be at par with their peers from affluent schools and families. For a number of years, the School for the Deaf and the Blind has been appearing on SOPA. People will see dust this year as we'll commence with its construction. MEC, for this endeavor to be regarded as a success, we must be able to address these key objectives. Number one, facilitate dialogue on enhancing foundational learning outcomes and educator effectiveness in a changing world. Share the best practices and innovative approaches in early childhood care and education, foundational education, and teacher development. Identify challenges and opportunities in quality assurance framework and professional development. Develop actionable recommendations for respective provincial departments as well as the national G20 level discussions. The endeavor must also address the following themes: quality, foundational learning, fostering collaboration with stakeholders in developing a capable, skilled early childhood care and education workforce, sustainable programs for parents, education professional development, building a capable workforce for equitable quality education in the changing world. Strategies for enhancing teacher development and support through collaboration with teacher unions, higher education, schools, and the private sector. This endeavor serves as a good platform to share and celebrate successful early childhood care and education programs, foundational learning initiatives, and professional development model within the province. Highlighting such innovations encourages replication and adaptation amplifying their impact locally and beyond. We dare not fail the people of Mpumalanga and our beloved country, South Africa. We are more than happy that as a province, we have been considered to hold some of the G20 ministerial meeting. We know our capacity as a province and the impact that comes with the magnitude of hosting international events. We have been, in the past, given an opportunity to host international events like the 2010 FIFA World Cup. We want to say in public that we are equal to the task. We still have some benefits of tourists that are still coming to the province because of the hospitality and the beauty of our province. Mpumalanga, the place of the rising sun, we have already started to prepare for the 2025 matric exams. Our province is among the few provinces that are producing quality results. This is very important. Here in Mpumalanga, we are producing quality results. We concur with the Premier of Limpopo that graduations without impact are meaningless. Therefore, we must aim for quality matric results because they open doors to higher education and more job markets. I know that because of the thunder of the 22 laptops, some of you are expecting me to touch on this matter. I want to assure you, I want to give you an assurance, the people of Mpumalanga and the people of South Africa and the leadership of this country, that I am paying special attention on this thunder. The investigation is almost complete and its outcome will be made public. We are going to engage with all of you. This has sparked public discourse. We are following the engagement on various media platforms. Therefore, we know your concerns. Your concerns are receiving my highest attention. We'll be ready to engage soonest. All the best with the deliberations in taking forward the spirit of solidarity, equity, and sustainability. I thank you. You are all welcome here in Mpumalanga, the place of the rising sun. Thank you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.